Just a short message to bring this to a close today, because I think if you take home what God has already said today, not just through me, but through our brother here and through our brother there and some of the others too as well, I think you'll be doing very well.
Amen.
I want you to turn in the first epistle of John again, but to chapter 5. And there's just a couple of verses here that will sort of put this together for you. Chapter 5, verse 1. Here we go. Whoever believeth, listen to this, whoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Yes.
Did you hear that? If anybody believes that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. Think about that. 1 John 5, verse 1. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. If you love the Father, you will love the Son. That's what he's saying. Verse 4, for whoever is born of God. You notice that little phrase, born of God. Are you born of God or are you just born of a woman? Are you born of God? Because that's what John's speaking about in John chapter 3, remember? And he said you must be born from above. Born of God.
Amen.
That means you're the children of God. So it says, whoever is born of God overcomes the world. If you're born of God, there's nothing in that world that can hold you down, that can hold you back and stop you from ascending the hill of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh God, help us today. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. Jesus said, be happy because I have overcome the world. Who? Jesus Christ. He said, I've overcome the world. Who lives in you?
Right.
Is it not the Christ?
Yeah.
And he's already overcome the world.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. How can you not overcome the world if Jesus Christ, that's already overcome the world, lives in you today? Are you hearing this?
Amen.
You see, this is the reason why we read the Bible, but we only read the ink on the paper. But we don't hear what Father is saying. I'm just simply telling you what Father is saying, but it's all written here. So many people read the verse, but they don't understand what Father's saying. What he's saying is, Father, Jesus Christ says to us, I have overcome the world. What does that mean? There's nothing in this world that can stop him from doing what he wants to do. Nothing that can overcome him, but he has overcome everything in this world. And now he dwells in you.
Amen.
And he that's born of God, that is he that has actually the Christ of God living in you, you also have overcome the world. Oh, God, help. See, that's reality. So it says here in verse 6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water, and I'm afraid they didn't translate that very well. It should be spirit. He was not flesh and blood, as the Christ of God. He was when he went to the cross. He was flesh and blood when he went to the cross. Otherwise, he could never have died. Didn't he say, no man can take my life from me? He couldn't have died unless he had become exactly the same as you and I when he went to the cross. But Jesus Christ, born of God, was not blood and flesh and blood. He'd be mortal if he was, because that's why we're mortal, because we are flesh and blood. Why? Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11 says, the life is in the blood.
Amen.
That's why in Israel, remember, if somebody sinned, they bring an animal in and give it to the high priest, and the high priest would kill the animal and sprinkle what? Its blood.
Yes.
On the altar. That was its life.
Yes.
What did it mean? It meant the life of the lamb went for the life of the man. The man goes away and he can live the rest of his life, but the poor lamb is, he's had it because he's dedicated his life. He's given his life. And God said, I'll accept the blood of that lamb for the life of the man.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us. You understand that?
Yes.
See, that's what the sacrificial system was all about. But of course, they didn't quite understand. Israel didn't understand that because they never understood Jesus Christ. Because he was not revealed to Israel. They only knew God, that's all. Like people today. Many, many Christians, all they talk about is God, 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 you know, God. What does God mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's just a concept in the mind. Talk about God. Oh, that's creator of the heavens and the earth, you know. You see, I don't pray to God anymore at all. I pray to my heavenly Father.
Amen.
Jesus said to the disciples, when you pray, say, Our Father.
Amen.
Not God. God doesn't mean anything. It doesn't carry any distinction about it. It's just a word. But Father, that's something different.
Yes.
A real father loves his children. A real father becomes the example for his children. A real father, if the son gets into any kind of trouble, he's going to get him out. That's what I do. I'm the patriarch in my family. We have 5 children. We had 17 grandchildren. We have 17 great-grandchildren.
Amen.
And many of those grandchildren come to me for wisdom. And that's my job. I'm the patriarch of my family. Anyone in my family can come to me, and if something's gone wrong, they've got a problem, I'm there. Why? Because I'm the Father.
Yes.
Just think about it. God is your Father.
Yes.
Listen, some of you have got problems today. And you've just put up with those problems, and you just keep saying, oh, God, help me. You know, I've got this problem. Lord, help me. I'm just praying to you and hoping that you're going to help me. Your Father knows before you ask him. He knows what's wrong with you.
Amen.
And he's just waiting for you to trust him and say, Father, I need you.
Amen.
Oh, God. I don't want to preach longer here. Let me go a bit further. It says, whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, the verse that you were talking about before, in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But you see, you've got to know now, that what is that I? Because the I is not the I that I was. The I now is Christ.
Yes. Amen.
He's my I. He is who I am.
Amen.
And the faith that I now have, what is it? Is it my faith? Is it my faith that I have trying to work up? Oh, God, give me more faith. No. I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
It's His faith.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen, Lord.
The faith of Jesus Christ. Did He need faith? Of course. He went to the cross. Did He have enough faith to believe that if He went to the cross and laid down His life, that He could redeem all of humanity? Yes, sir. That was His faith. He believed it. That's why it's reality today. I do not live by my faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Come on, this is reality. All right. Verse 6. This is He that came by water and the Spirit. Now I want you to go down to verse 10. And here we are, we're putting it together now. He that believeth on the Son of God. Do you really believe on the Son of God today? Do you believe that that Son of God, Jesus Christ, dwells in you?
Amen.
Honestly, do you really, really believe it?
Amen.
Because if you believe that, it says here, you will have the witness in yourself. Your witness to your salvation is not a verse in the Bible. Your witness to salvation is the living Christ in you. Oh, God, help us. See, people, I say to people, you're a Christian? Yes, sir. How do you know? Because God so loved the world that He gave us His Son. I said, yes. That's a wonderful verse in the Bible. It's a pity it's not reality. You see? It's not a verse in the Bible that you can stand on. People say, you know, I'm going to stand on the promises of God. They're not standing on the promises, they're standing on the premises. That's all. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that does not believe on the Son of God... Oh, do I have to read the next bit? Well, it says here that you make God a liar. If you do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you make God a liar. Oh, God. Because he does not believe the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God gave of his Son. This is verse 12. There it is. He that has the Son has life.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Did you hear that? If you have the Son, you have the life of God. Oh, hallelujah. If you have the Son, you have the life of God.
Not appointed Son.
And he that hath not the Son of God does not have life. Oh, Lord, help us. This has been a wonderful day. And these last couple of days, I've had a wonderful time. You are a wonderful people.
Praise the Lord.
Wonderful people. I don't want you to go home and think, Des, well, oh, he knows all the Bible, you know, he knows everything about everything. I want to tell you, I only know a little bit. Do you know something? What I know about God would fill a little tiny cup about that big. But all there is to know about God fills the ocean.
Amen.
Amen.
I know about that much. You see? So it's not Des Wilder, it's the Christ of God dwelling in us. And I am not satisfied yet. I've told God, I do not want to die until I can walk the streets of Australia and the Philippines and any other country where I may happen to be, exactly like Jesus Christ did. and see the miracles, see the healing. You know why? Because God is building his kingdom. Amen. That's what it's all about. He's not building some heaven up there for everybody to go. He's building a kingdom.
Amen.
And every one of you are part of that kingdom of God.
Amen.
You're part of the kingdom. And in the kingdom of God, there is no sickness.
Amen.
No pain. No suffering. No death. Come on. This is the reality. In the kingdom of God, the first thing Jesus told the disciples in the early part of Matthew, he said, I want you to go out into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Not the gospel of salvation, which all the churches have preached for 2,000 years. Telling people how to get saved. They didn't even need to get saved. They're all the children of God. But they never were told who they were. So they're still living in darkness in many of the churches today. They're living in darkness because they don't know who they are. But they have taken on a pseudonym. I don't know what your word is in your language. But it means a word that will substitute for the reality. And people today have given their heart to Jesus. I don't know where that came from. It's not in the Bible. I mean, there are those that have been baptized in water thinking that's made it for them. Or whatever else you may happen to do. And I'm not just criticizing anybody. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Everybody on this earth is a child of God. Now, that is not taught by the church. And I've had people they want to light a fire and put me on that thing and burn me at the stake when I say that. I am saying that not because that's my doctrine. I'm telling you that because that's what my book tells me. That's what Father tells me.
Amen.
That when Jesus Christ was created out of God in Genesis 1:26, all of mankind was in him.
Amen.
If you were birthed in Christ, you must be what he is, a son of God. But for 99% of the people out there, it doesn't mean a thing. You understand? It doesn't mean a thing. And beloved, listen, I am not criticizing anybody here today. But I want to tell you, the world out there doesn't need you to go out and tell them they're sinners. They know that. But they need to be told who they really are. Because that is what's going to change their life. There's a young lady in the United States who is a lesbian. You understand that in your language?
Yeah. Homeboy.
Okay, so she was one of the leaders of that group of people in the world and was proud of it. And she looked at the church as something, you know, that's just wasting time. Didn't believe all the things that the church was saying and so on and so on. But one day the Spirit of God began to do something within her. I began to reveal the Christ of God of her true identity. And that woman, she said, I didn't want to have anything to do with God. I didn't want to have anything to do with the church. I didn't want to have anything to do with all of that rubbish. But she said, I couldn't help it. God possessed her. You see, it's knowing Christ, who you are, that really counts. I don't want to know your doctrines. I don't want to know, really, what name you've got over the church. I don't care what it is. It means nothing to me. And we've got some very fancy names over churches, I can tell you today. Everybody thinks that a fancy name will give them some sort of lift or whatever it is. But you see, here, let's go back to this, because this is what I want to finish in with. This is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. It's not anywhere, it's not in the Bible, it's not in a verse of the Bible, but the life of God is in His Son. And this Bible is the Word of God, which is what Christ is. But that doesn't mean it's this ink on the paper in this book. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. It was a spoken word. It was not a written word. It was a spoken word. And I want to tell you today, it's important for all you people here, especially you pastors, get to hear the voice.
Amen. Amen.
Because that's what I preach, is what Father has told me. And so I can read the book now, and instead of just reading the ink on the paper, I said, now, Father, I've read that verse, see? It says here, this is the record God has given to us eternal life, but this life is in His Son. I can say, well, that's a lovely verse, Lord, you know. I really think that's great, yes, the life is in His Son. But then I have to turn around and say, Father, tell me what that really means to me. What are you saying to me? He said, I'm trying to tell you that the Son of God was Jesus Christ, and He is in every man. And that's where the life is. It's in the Christ in every man.
Amen.
The life of God is there. And how do I know that? Because the Spirit of God is in every man.
Amen.
How do I know? Because if the Spirit of God left any of you for 1 minute, you'd be dead. You'd be dead. Because your body has no life in itself. The only life that's in you is the Spirit
yes.
of God.
Amen.
Are you hearing this?
Amen.
The Spirit of God.
Amen.
That's the life. And that Spirit of God is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's who it is. So it's Christ in the man that makes us to be who we really are. And not all of the other religious things which want us to do this and do that and do something. Not that they are wrong. But I wanted life. I'm telling you, I did everything. My Sunday school teacher told me one day, he said, Des Walton, he said, your parents are Christians. They love the Lord. He said, you know, they're going to go to heaven when they die, but what about you? And he said to me, have you ever given your heart to the Lord Jesus? I said, no. He said, well, you should do it today. He kneeled down at that chair. So I knelt down there and I said the sinner's prayer and I did everything. I'm not making fun of anything here, beloved. I'm not making fun because that was my beginning. But I want to tell you that in the honesty of my heart, during my teenage years, I kept saying, Lord, something's missing here because I don't have that sense of the presence of God with me. I don't have that with me as a teenager. And there were other issues as well. And so I began to search and to seek the Lord to find out. I have done what I was told to do, and it didn't make me bad or anything like that. It possibly helped me some along the way, but that is not what transformed my life. I'd been a pastor for a number of years, and one day I came up against the doctrine of hell. And I said, Father, I don't know what to do here. Is this real that you will send people to an eternity in a fire that will burn forever and ever, they'll never come out of it? And that's their eternity in a fire. And Father said, do you really believe I would do that? I said, I don't know, because I don't really know you, Father. I don't really know you yet. I said, this is what many have taught me. And so, there I was. And over the next couple of weeks, I went to hell and back. I mean, I worried and was so concerned about this, that if this is really true, then I need to get this thing fixed. If it's really true, then I want to know for dead sure. I'm not going to go to that place. And Father came to me during this time. That voice within me said, Des Walter, I dwell in you now, whether you know it or not. I dwell in you. And that began to work in me. God dwells in me. Christ dwells in me. Christ is my identity. Eventually got to that Christ is my identity. And then for the next couple of years, I was still pastoring. That began to open up a new world for me. But I'm telling you, He satisfied my heart. And I began to know that I was the Son of God, and that Christ dwelled in me. And if a person believes that Christ dwells in them, then they have life, because life is in the Christ in me and in you. Finally, here it is. He that hath the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. You notice there's nothing in that verse about sin. You notice there's nothing in that verse about forgiveness. There's nothing in that verse there anything about what so many think is so important. It just says, and I'm going to read it to you again. Listen to this. He that hath the Son of God has life. See, there's no messing about. This is not, you can't misunderstand that verse. If you have the Son of God, you have life.
Amen.
But if you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life. There's only one more thing I need to say about that. If you were not created in Christ Jesus, can you explain to me how you could get into Christ without being born into or born in Christ? Is there any way? Has anybody devised a way of being able to get into Christ? If you were not created in Christ, how can a man, how can any man out there, how can anybody in here get into Christ any other way? Is there any other way? I don't know if there is. He that has the Son
Amen.
Has life.
Amen.
He that does not have the Son
Yes.
has no life. But you see, the Son is already in every person on the planet. They don't know, and don't run away and say, Des tells me that they're all Christian. They are not Christian. I just said Christ is in them, but they don't know. So it's of no value to them. They don't know. It is our job. It is our job. Every Christian, it is your task not to go out there telling people they're sinners. They know. I don't think you have to tell a man who's just killed somebody that was the wrong thing, you know. Don't you know that was the wrong thing to do? Of course he knows. But what you need to tell him is Christ dwells in you. That's your reality. Amen. Are you hearing this?
Amen.
I'm leaving this with you. Please take it as I have preached it, not as being wanting to be divisive, or, you know, to put somebody down, because I do not want to do that at all. But I am telling you, my experience was that life began to flow into my body and change, absolutely change the way I lived when I understood Christ dwelt in me.
Amen.
So if it worked for me like that, I guess it can work for anybody. And I can preach this to Christians, because there are many Christians who believe that they are a son of God today because they did this, they did that, they did something else, whatever. And I'm not saying that it was all bad at all. I don't care what you do. You can go to one of the shrines over there in Rome where they've seen several miracles, and you can pray to God. You can do anything you like, but he that has the Son has life.
Amen.
And the one that does not understand that Christ is in them, he has no life. And there is no way he can get life unless somebody tells him, you were created in Christ Jesus. I'm so glad today that here's a people that know you were created in Christ.
Amen.
He dwells in you, therefore life is flowing. Oh God, help us today. And I tell you, God has put me on this earth not to come round to make people unhappy or tell them they're wrong. God has put me on this earth for one reason: to tell people Christ is in you.
Amen.
Because that's what everybody needs.
Amen.
And if you don't know it today, even though you've maybe done all the things that the church has asked you, then I tell you today, listen, stop for a moment. And understand that in Genesis 1:26, when God said, let us make man, you were there.
Yes.
You were there.
Amen.
And you were in that Christ.
Amen.
That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where the Apostle Paul says, you were created in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's before you were ever born on this earth. That's before you ever did good or evil. That's before you ever thought any thought in your mind at all. You were created in Christ Jesus. May God bless you today and encourage you. And don't just take my word for what I've shared with you today. I want you to search in the word for yourself, but I want you most of all to open your heart to listen rather than just read the Bible. Listen to the voice of Father.
Amen.
Because he's the one that tells us. I know people today that have a degree in divinity. I know people that have a doctorate of divinity, and they could not even tell you how to be saved. I know those men. I have met them. I've been taken into universities to talk with some of the professors. They don't know. And yet their knowledge is so wonderful. It's so great. It's so deep, their knowledge. And especially those that have studied the Bible. They can tell you the whole history of the Bible. They can tell you about Abraham. They can tell you about Joshua. They can tell you about everybody, but they don't talk about the Son of God dwelling in you. Oh, Lord. May God bless you today.
Amen.
Encourage
Amen.
You and help you. And I trust that you will take what I've said as wanting to help you to go deeper into God and to receive from him what he wants to give you, which is life, and life more abundantly. Amen.